The congregation is invited to be seated for the first part of the reading of the Passion. The congregation is as well invited to read the part listed as congregation, whether it is in bold or whether it is not in bold. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then the angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he went to the disciples and found them asleep because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come to this time of trial." While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked,
"Lord, should we strike with the sword?"
And one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said to them, "No more of this." And he touched the ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. Peter followed at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. A servant girl, seeing him among them, said, "This man was also with him." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, "You also are one of them." But Peter insisted, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." Again, Peter insisted, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him,
"Prophesy, who is it that struck?"
They kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said,
"If you are the Messiah, tell us."
And Jesus replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God."
All of them asked him, "Are
Jesus responded, "You say that I am." Then they said,
"What further testimony do you need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips."
Then the assembly arose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and setting his that he himself is the Messiah, a king."
"Are you the king of the Jews? You say so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they insisted and said,
"He serves us people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee to Judea, even to this place."
When Pilate heard this, he asked, "Is this man a Galilean?" And when he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at the time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was glad, for he had been wanting for a long time to see him, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned Jesus at some length, but Jesus gave no answer. The chief priests and scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before that day, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people. And here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." But the chief priests, leaders, and people shouted,
"Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us."
Barabbas was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place and for a murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed the people again, but they kept shouting,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountain, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others also who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying,
"He saved others. Let him say of himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one.
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
There was also an inscription over him that read, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying in a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, Certainly this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching things.